You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to The Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to The Cooligans.
Yes. Cooligans are back.
Yeah, look at us in the same room.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, and we're not spending tons of points to watch other people play video games.
You know what? That was as a...
You had a hell of an event towards the end there.
I did have a good time, so welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, thank you for listening.
I am Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
We are the Cooligans.
Yes, we are.
And we
I think everyone, we're all Cooligans deep down inside.
Alexis has been gone for a week and a half.
Yeah, man. Spent 8 days
in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. The City of Lights. That might not be right.
Which is the City of Lights?
City of Angels. I believe we are the City of Lights, aren't we?
No, I don't think we are. Is it it's the Windy City of Chicago. City.
You know why they call it the Windy City?
Because it's windy?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know what it is? It's they came up with the name because of the politicians are always blowing hot air. That's a true statement. I'm not making a hacky joke.
Okay.
Yeah, so the hot air, they call it the Windy City.
Look
because
at that.
Of the corruption.
Wow.
Good job, Chicago.
That's a weird... it's odd to be... your nickname of your city.
Yeah, a comic from the Catskills, the Borscht Belt. You know what you guys should be called? He's eating brisket.
Now I'm upset. I forgot what the City of Lights was. Is it Seattle?
We both have phones.
No. We'll figure out later. Let's live in our shame of stupidity.
I don't know about ours. I said it on purpose to be wrong. No one was supposed to ask what the
somebody
right
tweet
place
us
was.
What is the City of Lights? Which city is it?
Is it France? France is a country. I'm in Paris. Jesus Christ.
Is it Cape
France,
Cod?
Saint-Germain? Cape Cod. Is it Cape Cod?
Every city we say is going to sound dumb because we don't know which
one
it is.
The next tour for like Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know this, but we recently been titled the City of Lights by the Cooligans podcast. Who is it? It's definitely not Miami.
It doesn't matter. So yeah, you were away. When you got back, we did go to NYCFC FIFA 16 tournament. So we got to watch.
We tried to play in it. But apparently, I think the lowest bid that won was 48,000 citizens points. Do you say citizens or cities?
I say citizens.
You just say fuck.
Yeah, it sounds. I feel like when I try to say it weird, how it's actually spelled.
Yeah,
I just feel silly.
Yeah, me too. But I feel like I should say because there's a why. How about this? They've been starting some newspapers or some blogs and whatnot have been starting to call the team the Citizens.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I like that.
I don't like that much either.
Yeah, no, I want that to stop immediately.
Well, let's contact the head of media for the team.
Just the head of media. Welcome, Mr. Bobby Media.
So we went to a FIFA 16 tournament, and yeah, I did try to play in the tournament.
You wanted to get in there.
I really did because I'm pretty good at FIFA.
Yeah.
I've defeated you.
Yes. Very upsetting. we knew each other, but we weren't very close friends, and that put a pause on the potential friendship.
Yeah,
for a little
we could
while.
The Cooligans could have been started years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, years ago. This would have been happening a long time ago. But son of a bitch. In my house.
In your own home.
And you know what? I was like, oh, let's play a third one just because. And I'm like, he's going to throw the game. And you didn't. You went right after me. And by the way, you won like 2-1, 2-0, 1-0. You know, it wasn't like a big...
Sure, I'm not saying anything.
I don't want people to be like, oh, it was like 38-7. It's like one of those super embarrassing. Or
No. I mean, yeah.
Embarrassing because my wife was watching.
There's nothing, to be embarrassed about.
Yeah.
But you did lose three consecutive games. That's
three
all.
Consecutive games.
No big deal.
Bad day for me. Bad day in the FIFA world.
But we went to the tournament and
the whole time, by the way, he was like, "Oh, what does this button do?" I'm like, "Get out of here! Get out of my apartment!" But yeah, we went to the tournament at Legends.
At Legends,
33rd
in
Football
New
Factory,
York City.
If you will. Beautiful place.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, and they show games there all the time.
Yeah,
it's
scarves and shirts everywhere. There's autographs.
I had bid to play in the tournament,
yeah,
and I was winning with 3 seconds remaining.
3 seconds.
3 seconds, like actual seconds.
Right.
Like you saw the ticker go down on the.
So you said
on
to
the
yourself,
bid.
This is mine.
This is mine. Who else is?
You had the experience that everybody who first went on eBay had.
Exactly.
Remember when this was like a thing.
Mm-hmm. I was genuinely furious. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even exaggerating.
Seconds, yeah. I mean, we've alluded to it, but you lost the bid in the last 3 seconds.
That hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts a lot because I was
texting.
I was very aware of it. Like, you know, with I put a little alarm on my phone. I'm like, this is when, because I didn't want to bid too early.
Yeah. You don't want to be one of those guys.
Make the auction too high.
Yeah.
So I'm there, 10 minutes left. I'm like, all right, I see what's going on. It's going up, you know, they had 12 auctions.
Yeah.
For slots on to play. So I'm like, all right, I see this, that some of them are going up. They started all around when they initially mentioned the tournament. All the bids were like 100 points, 200 points at most.
Yeah.
And then the day of, it started going like 6, 7.
Yeah,
of course. So I'm like, it's a lot of points, you know, and these, yeah. So if you are not an NYCFC fan,
right,
a season ticket holder, you get sort of like credit card points for every time you attend a game.
There's like a bunch of things you can do for points. You could also use them on shirts or events or merchandise, things like that. But I like that, you know, just showing up to the game, I think, like, depending on if you get there half an hour early, you get an extra couple points.
Exactly. So
swiping your card, you get a couple points.
There's like a real incentive to, one, show up to the games and also participate in like the team's growth.
Yeah. You know, and like tweeting.
Exactly. You get points for tweeting and all this stuff. So and the rewards that you did, but whatever. You didn't read the instructions.
Yeah. No. Typical Alexis. Yeah. I was like, I'll figure it out.
So there's a big incentive because you can actually, if you're a season ticket holder, you can do things and actually participate. In like we went to a team's practice,
yeah.
Listen to, you know, episode 4 of the podcast,
yes.
And you can,
wonderful.
And you can hear that. So this was the first time where I'm like, I need to win this.
Yeah. You were involved.
This is important to me.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
This was a big deal.
Right.
So I texted you. I'm like, 10 minutes left.
You were like an old woman in the Midwest, like staring at eBay with there's a picture of an armoire, and then she looks to her left and there's an empty space on her wall where an armoire would go. Back to the computer, back to the empty space.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Except that empty space was my heart.
Your heart.
For that.
You had a controller in your hand plugged into nothing. You were just ready to go.
That
3 seconds.
That burning desire.
That's not even enough time to process. I mean, maybe it's just enough time to get an NBA shot off. 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's more than enough time. Yeah. I mean, it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah.
If it's a close game.
Yeah. Those 3 seconds, you're like, come on. He couldn't blow the whistle 1.2 seconds after that.
So you have to understand the level of joy I felt when I bid and I see it says, you are winning this auction.
Nice.
And then.
If you don't mind sharing, what was your bid?
I bid 1,100 points.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's guap. That's a lot of points.
That's a lot.
By the way, what was the meet and greet? The meet and greet was like 600 points.
No, the meet and greet was 500 points.
500 points. You more than doubled a meet and greet.
I wanted, and this is to play.
Oh, you know what this is? We did a meet and greet with Xboxes. That's all. And you were like, that's more than double. That's one.
Yeah. But that's how passionate I was about this tournament.
Everyone knows that now.
So you can imagine the roller coaster, the very short roller coaster ride.
Yeah. The State Fair roller coaster.
Okay. The Brooklyn, the Cyclone.
The Brooklyn Cyclone.
Coney Island roller coaster that
Bootleg
I was on.
Bootleg parking lot roller coaster.
I bid with 3 seconds left.
It reminds you that you're
it
now
says,
the winner.
You are winning.
Oh.
I hit refresh, not, you know, maybe 0.51. I didn't have another chance to bid.
Yeah, that's how fast.
That's how fast that was. Okay, so I was just on this high, and then 1 second later, no, you are not winning this auction. And then I'm like, no, and I'm trying to bid again, and I can't.
Now, does it tell you how much that auction was won at?
No, I don't know what it was one at because it as soon as it ends, it disappears from the.
I'm gonna say this just to piss you off. I bet you it was 1101.
That's so possible.
Yeah, I guarantee you the guy was like, watch this.
Price is righted me.
Yeah, that's like those guys who like bid and like again back to eBay because it's the only auctions I take part in because I don't hang out at Sotheby's like the rest of you rich folk who listen to this podcast and are judging me. But like, you know, when you would bid, you'd bid like, all right, I'm gonna bid $500. You'd be like, let's do 501.1. You know, $501.01. Nah, I got him. You know, even if the guy goes to 501, got him. You know, that's probably what happened to you.
It was pretty tragic, man. There's not too many things I want in life.
No, this was one of them.
This was literally one of them. Because I felt like I could honestly win.
In your head, you were like, I'm going to win, and they're going to lift me on their shoulders.
Yes.
You know, maybe go grab a bite afterwards. That's
why I expected. And I stayed for the whole tournament, and I saw the winner, and he did not get, raised, you know, and he didn't get, he didn't crowd surf across all the players.
He didn't get Rudy out of the room by the players.
It was very,
a couple handshakes.
He won an autographed jersey from all the players that were there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And a copy of FIFA, which he probably had already.
Yeah, which obviously he had. Well, now knowing that, I probably would have dropped all my points on that because I don't have FIFA.
I would have liked to play. It was kind of, you were there for a while.
Yeah, and
I
paid 250 points to attend. So not even to take part in it.
I paid it too.
Yeah.
It was
So the whole time I'm like standing there, I'm like, oh, why don't I spend $250 for this? 250 points for this.
$250.
No, $250 is ridiculous.
Let's not be crazy. It is
I get
not worth.
To keep one of the PlayStations and Kyrie Shelton if I pay $250. Yeah. And Kyrie's coming home with me.
Kyrie's your butler for a month.
Yeah, we're making sandwiches. All right, Kyrie. I mean, look, you could probably see your apartment from mine. So don't freak out. I'll let you go back at night, but you gotta be back here at 9 in the morning. I'll be sleeping, just mill about on the couch.
I paid for this.
Yes, you're coming back, bro. If you think I'm not going to just have you leave messages in my friend's voicemails, you're wrong.
It was great. I hung out. I got to talk.
I had to leave early.
You did have to leave early.
What did I have to do?
You had a spot. You had to do comedy.
Where was it? Oh, Brooklyn.
At Brooklyn.
Oh, I just got to that on time, by the way.
How was the show?
The show was awesome.
Yeah. Carrie Cadet. She runs
Carrie Cadet. Cadet? Is it Cadet?
Is it Cadet or Cadet?
Who knows? She's on the nightly show. I think she's on Joking Off now.
Yeah, yeah.
On MTV. Yeah, she's really super funny. Tons of personality. Runs a great show. It reminds me of, like, imagine whatever part of Brooklyn it's in had just started getting gentrified. That's what this show is. It's like a cool, like pre-gentrification Brooklyn crowd with some hipsters like blended in. And it's like a blend of like a hood show and like an alt show. It's so cool. They have like DJs and they do giveaways and they actually have like real pamphlet. Like you walk in, it's like a playbill of the comics who are going to be on it. And, great lineup. Myself, Michelle Buteau, who's also on TV, a comic by the name of Clipperman, who I think is also a barber.
Okay.
Or
sure.
I don't know, owns a sailboat, maybe. Clipperman, a couple other people, whatever. And they also have like music and stuff. They have a DJ. They do an intermission. They have a soul food truck that parks outside. Jeez. It's dope. Yeah, they do a great job. It's in like some warehouse district. It's like in Bushwick in the warehouse area. So it looks like you're going to get murdered. You know. And then all of a sudden there's like a lively nightclub that was probably an auto body shop like 6 weeks ago.
I think my dad ran that for a while.
Yeah, he comes back. He's like, oh, you're going. I don't know why. He's Cuban all of a sudden. He's still fixing a car in the middle of the dance floor.
So you had to go.
I had to leave.
I stayed for the whole thing.
And by the way, before I left, it was like us hanging out with some of the NYCFC friends we have.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. The player's on some other side of the rope.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is a waste. A couple of the NYCFC people that were there that we know we got to hang out with a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
One of which who clearly hates us.
Nobody hates us.
Oh, no. She hates us.
She does not hate
us. She despises us. Would not even make eye contact with us. Hilarious.
I disagree.
Oh, you're just trying to be nice.
No, I'm not. I think that
she clearly has a disdain.
I think there is
for our being.
I think there is a certain.
You think she's being a professional?
No, it's not even necessarily being a professional. I think there is a she's like seeing what we're about. Oh. You know,
like a dog like smelling us just to make
because,
sure we're not
going
to attack their
owner.
Yeah,
because, I mean, I get it. Look, she has a very high title, important job. It's a big deal.
I don't know what the position is.
Like fan affairs, you know? It's like interacting with the fans. You can't have any bad publicity.
Yeah, of course. So, and first year, I mean, yeah, probably protecting her job very tightly.
Her job is to protect the brand.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So
protect the brand.
I mean, it's true. Yeah. You know.
Especially with eye rolling. Oh, boy. I mean, just protecting the brand. Are the instructions written on the top of your eyeballs, on the inside of your eyeballs, how to protect said brand?
People have different ways to defend themselves, you know?
Yeah,
like
I think on our business cards it says, I can't even. I'm pretty sure that's what it says on our business cards. I mean, complete disdain for my being. I Christian, a little bit warmer. Me, frigid air. Frigid air that you forgot. Like, you know that like piece of chicken you find in the back of the freezer and you're like, well, I'm not chiseling it out to eat it. That is me.
All right. I mean, look, hopefully we can mend our relationship with
Bridge
NYCFC.
Bridge is not burnt, right? Handshakes
no,
happen
I don't
from
think
time
so.
To time.
I think it's...
But I think the term blurg has been heard.
I think it's feeling each other out,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
Understand, like, look, we're a pair of comedians.
Yeah,
we could be
big personalities.
We could, you know, who knows what we're up to? We don't want
who knows what we're
who
up
knows
to?
What if what kind of mischief we're trying.
What are we, Dennis the Menace? What we're two guys
look,
watching
I,
people play.
I
video
get it.
Games.
These are two different worlds. Look, it's not easy to merge. The football world and comedy.
Yeah,
like,
no,
this
it's
is
not.
This is a tough.
Which is it would have happened. It would have
this
happened
is
before.
A difficult thing that we're trying to do.
Sure.
So
and
I mean,
you know, we were not allowed to film.
We weren't.
I'll say that as per the media team. So we went under the impression that we were going to film like a couple videos and, you know, talk to some of the people that were playing and, you know, give you guys like some nice Cooligans content. But that we weren't allowed to do that. So we said, let's do the second best and maybe we can get some audio or something.
Yeah.
But before I left, we hadn't done that.
That's right.
And then when I get home later that night from my shows, I just see a barrage of photos and media of you and your new best friends, Kyrie Shelton, RJ Allen, and Alvarez, right?
Pablo Alvarez and Tony Taylor.
And Tony Taylor. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Even the injured Tony Taylor. You're giving him a foot rub, this guy. Your best friends. You took him to my favorite pizza place. You guys are riding city bikes together. You guys are battling around town.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got. You might have heard some of that audio before
it came on. At the top of the show, yeah.
Jeez, but oh my God, I get home and I'm like, that was a good show in Brooklyn. I'm glad I did it, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, bang. Look at this guy. He's got best friends all over NYCFC. They're walking their dogs. You got
after you left, everybody was pretty chill with me.
the said employee was like, finally, he's gone.
No, but something I don't know what happened. I think people started kind of just relaxing and not being so like disconnected from the players. Some people started leaving.
A lot of people were leaving. I noticed a lot of people leaving.
So, they watching people play video games is as fun as it can be for as long as it can be.
Yeah, I would have said that should have been 25 citizen points, not 250.
Okay.
Watching people play video games.
Yeah. But
you could have periscoped it. I would have done that.
After some people started leaving, the players started, they left that barrier they were behind.
Okay.
And started walking around and talking to people. They were way more accessible. I was talking to Kyrie for a bit. I was talking to RJ Allen for a while.
Beautiful.
I was talking to Pablo Alvarez for a long time. We had like a 20-minute conversation.
In Spanish?
In Spanish and English. Because other fans came by and they started talking in English. So we all started talking.
I'm sorry that other fans interrupted.
They ruined our beautiful Latino moment.
Yeah, beautiful Latin pride moment.
Well, you know what? Did you see that video? People from Spain are not Latino, right?
No, they're not Latino.
They're not Latin.
No.
Because Latin America is...
they're European.
Exactly. They're European. Yeah. So he's Spanish. But it wasn't a Latin.
Spanish language love.
Exactly. So that counts.
The Castellano love.
So We were talking. I invited him over for Thanksgiving.
No, shut up.
I did.
Is he coming?
No, I don't think he's coming.
No, he was like, okay, great.
But yeah. He was talking about how this will be his first Thanksgiving in America. They don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. No, my family, we ate pork. Yeah. Until I was like, hey, we're all drawing turkeys with our hands. Could we do that? Seems like that's what we're supposed to be eating, Mom.
So he was an incredibly delightful man.
Really?
Super nice.
That's awesome.
It was really connected. He was talking about living in New York and what that's like. The difference between, the pressure he felt in Spain from football fans. They're brutal.
Like, yeah, they are a bit more.
If you, especially he would talk about the opposing fans, how mean they used to be to him. If he didn't play well, how?
What are some of the anecdotes?
He didn't say anything specific. He would just say that the general pressure, like he liked that it wasn't so severe here.
What are some of the things he likes about New York? Did he say anything he likes specifically about New York?
Or? I don't remember. Okay. No, I don't remember. I think he just, he was talking a lot about just like adjusting, but he talked more relative to soccer in itself as opposed to just living here and stuff like that. But cool. Super nice dude. Super. I was talking to him. My brother is currently in Spain playing handball.
Right.
And we were talking about handball and all that stuff. And it made me feel like, oh man, this guy should get more playing time. Come on, man. Yeah,
come on. What's going on?
Coach,
I don't know how you rate the players, but if general warm conversation is one of the things that puts him over the top, then Pablo needs to be the starting forward. Know? I thought he played really well when he was on the team, so I don't know why.
Yeah. I think it's just that he plays. He's a midfielder.
Yeah,
so,
it's
again,
the fact that we have 99,000 midfielders. Yeah.
And Tony Taylor was nice. Really chill dude. Also spoke Spanish. I didn't know he spoke Spanish.
He's a British guy, right?
I don't know where he's from. No, he's not British.
He's not. He's American. I thought he was British for some reason.
He is American, but he speaks Spanish fluently. His Spanish sounds like it's from Spain. But I didn't get a chance to talk to him about it.
Maybe he lived out there a little bit.
Tony Taylor, NYCFC forward who was injured.
Yeah,
and about like the second or third
preseason
game
that he had, and then beginning of the season, we were all really excited, and he tore his ACL out for the season. There was a shout that he could come back towards the end, but since he might not make the playoffs.
Yeah, he said end of mid-November he should be back.
Oh, there you go. So maybe, yeah, look, good training.
Yeah.
Although apparently NYCFC is looking at Arduris.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that is. But
enough. Stop buying these people we've never heard of.
Yeah.
We have a great
Samri Nasri, that's a rumor, too.
Well, he said he would like to play me. I mean, that's, you know, at this point, when a player of his caliber mentions MLS, it's because they're trying to get paid more.
Yeah, it's a good bargaining tool.
Yeah, I could always go to MLS and be like, okay, fine, we'll give you money to stay.
Yeah.
28 years old. If he's going to come now. His contract lasts till he's 33. I don't want him.
He's still in Man City, but he's injured, right?
Yeah, he's at Man City, but I think he was injured when he got there, and he just hasn't been getting. He's not. You know, he lost his position.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
You also talked to Kyrie again.
I did.
Did he remember us?
He did. I invited him to a comedy show again. I also invited him to do a podcast, and he said he'd be interested in doing it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know exactly how to coordinate that. I should have.
Yeah. I feel like he's just being a nice guy because he was like, "Yeah, I'll come to your comedy show," and he's never been.
I said, "Hey, we do a podcast. You should do it sometime." And he paused for a moment and then was like, "Yeah, I'll do that."
Yeah.
I think first of all, like
I think the person we're talking about who works was behind you and just doing the silent shaking of the head.
Like, I was very concerned because especially since they told us like we couldn't film, I was worried that they were sort of watching what interaction we had with them. Like when I was,
of course they are. As soon as I walked in,
when I was asking them to like record some for the sweeps, the audio, I felt like they were like, "What's he?
Security's following you."
Yeah,
in the supermarket,
like what's he doing?
Right?
But it's like, it's not a big deal. Like
I don't know what their thing. I don't know. I do know what the thing is. It's like someone asking, "Hey, can I film?" Immediately, your reaction is going to be no.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where I think moving forward, and this might not be a great idea because I'm coming up with it. But I already know this is not a good idea. But I think we should start asking for forgiveness having done something. Versus asking for permission to do something.
Sure. I mean,
I'm telling you, I already know it's a bad idea.
I don't want to go with that approach.
Yeah.
Because I would like to be welcome. I mean, honestly, the truth is, I want to, and we want to work with the team in a capacity where at least we can interact with the players,
or just like you know, have us be somewhat validated.
Yeah, because we want to do
not for
really
personal, but like just so that we can have the access that I think the fans want to see us have. You know, like we're doing all of these like you know interviews and stuff. Maybe we can talk to either the players, the coaches, or some of the staff, you know, and have them involved in some of the stuff.
And actually do something fun and creative, and not like I think the concern is, oh, you know, if we don't have control over the brand, what content are they going to make? Are they going to make fun of the player? And it's like, no, that's not what we want to do. We're fans. It's like,
yeah, and I could see how, you know, there's a potential for things to go viral and whatnot, we hope. Mm-hmm. You know, so I get their fear. But yeah, I agree with you. It's you know, we've done everything in our power to show that, like, no, we want to help you move this brand along.
Yeah.
You know, I go back to the Pete Lee video and I go back to the Pirlo sandwich video. We're doing everything we can to show them, but yeah, they are looking at me like the guy who's like, hey, I think I left my keys in the nightclub and I'm trying to sneak into the nightclub. That is constantly how they view me, which is fine. It's whatever.
But we're good people.
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder. They got to show me a little respect.
Just the bare minimum.
It's just like, hello, yes, I am a legend.
But we're having a good time.
Oh,
I had a great time. Even if I wasn't a comedian, I wasn't interested in doing all that stuff.
Yeah, if we didn't have those ulterior motives, that would have been a fun event.
Yeah. I had a great time. So
it was you know, and as much as I make fun of it, I think you know, not enough attention was paid to what the people that are watching are going to do. Like, there wasn't, like, not that we need games or anything, but, like, you know, the seating and the spacing of it wasn't exactly perfect, and you know, no one was really like talking to us until I think like half an hour in, people realize, like, all right, you know, we got to do something other than let them just watch people play video games.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's almost like, because they set it up like you're coming to a private event, and then they're like, yeah, I don't know, watch the TVs. You know, it wasn't like there were stations or here's some new stuff or we're going to give away hats, you know, shit like that, you know. Yeah, it makes it a bit more of an event, and I don't think that necessarily was paid attention to. I also thought it was going to be open bar. I thought that for some reason it was going to be open bar. That would have been that would have been a mistake. But it was a lot of fun. And as much as I make fun of it, it was cool. You know, 250 points well spent.
I agree. I mean, as far as like access to players on any sports team, that's pretty direct, and it's pretty cool. And the players played in the tournament as well. Kyrie, Pablo, Tony, and who's the
RJ?
RJ,
cool guy from everything I hear.
Oh, super cool dude.
Staten Island boy, right?
That's right. Well, he said, yeah, we're talking, he's from Jersey, but he
what part of Jersey did you
ask? He didn't say. Oh, I didn't ask because I don't care about New Jersey.
Yeah, all right.
But he,
neither do I, by the way. But
Pablo Alvarez, very good at FIFA.
Is he really?
Really, really good. And Tony Taylor also made it to the semifinals.
Oh.
So it was competitive.
Kyrie, terrible.
Kyrie's not good.
No.
But he scored a couple. He scored a goal with himself, which is
how. Would have had to wipe my pants off. That would have been the moment of
how
the
cool
year.
How cool is that?
Yeah, Kyrie's as good at FIFA as I am at actually playing soccer, which is to say, knows the rules, gets the sport, can do a thing or two, but most of the time, yeah, he just looks like he's lost and would rather be doing something
exactly,
else.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was a great event. I'm glad I got a chance to go.
All right, so let's come back in our next segment. We'll talk some Premier League stuff because it was a pretty eventful weekend.
Yeah, let's do it. We got some Premier League stuff, and we'll be back.
All right.
That's two teams going in very different directions right now. New York City, I think, have left a run just a little bit too late. Montreal Impact hitting form means I expect them to get the last playoff spot. But DC United, they have to find a form again over the next few weeks because they've been really on a tumble.
Villa has the first, yes! Now again, the shot, it's Sam Lampard! Goal!
And we're back.
And we're back.
God damn it. We had a great conversation for about 7 minutes. That is not recorded.
That is not recorded. That's...
Well, anyway.
It's my fault.
Cooligans, we're back. Christian doesn't know what he's doing. He's got Kyrie in his mind, and he can't hit the buttons correctly.
We were talking about Premier League. We were talking about how brilliant the last segment was.
Yeah, we patted ourselves on the back about how brilliant the first segment was. And boy, did we level off. Boy, did we average out.
Man,
that a was real, we pulled a real Cooligans moment.
It was gold. There was a few seconds of us talking about how great we were.
Oh,
and now that's not you know, we'll be on air. Yeah, we'll be on air. We'll make it.
No one will ever know. we were talking a little bit. We're not just MLS fans. We're also Premier League fans, which has had a very exciting last few days, last week or so. Probably nothing more exciting than Arsenal's first half against Manchester United, baby.
That was it was pretty.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, you know, and I mentioned just before we turned this on that the league is, you know, Premier League is known for having, you know, every match is tough and there's no weeks off and there's a lot of parity in the league. But you don't agree?
No. You were saying that that people complain that there's not a lot of parity.
Oh no, I was saying that there is.
Oh, okay, there is. Yeah. I think I also agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
with that.
Cool.
Okay,
all right.
So we misunderstood initially.
Good. So I'm glad that didn't get recorded because then
I think there is. Especially, I mean, this is the first season I've ever really paid attention to the league very closely, and yeah, it's great. The people who are expected to win are not winning, or
having a tough time.
Very much so.
And some of the new teams. I mean, Bournemouth is playing really well, and. You know, Watford, you
Leicester?
Know, Leicester City. I mean, that Riyad Mahrez, however you want to pronounce his name. I mean, that kid's going to get bought for a lot of money at the end of this year.
Yeah.
That kid is a beast. Yeah, and I was just saying, you know, I'm a big Arsenal fan, and that first half was absolutely amazing. And I know I'm saying to say the league, you know, it's a tough league to play in. And, you know, Arsenal's biggest issue has been inconsistency. You know, we tend to play to the level of our opponent. So if the opponent isn't very good, we tend to not play very well. So to see them come out guns a-blazing, you know, against the
team.
No
pun intended, of course.
No, well, if I said cannons a-blazing, then you would have done it. But, you know, against a team that, you know, is supposed to historically beat us. That was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. It's almost like watching Chelsea lose again and again and again, and I cannot get over it.
They cannot stop losing.
Dude, they're saying Mourinho might get sacked.
Yeah.
Do you think, would you, if you are Abramovich, so picture yourself on a yacht that has another yacht attached to it. Full, everyone, just naked Russian women everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're
some,
really
some women
this.
That are less hairy, preferably.
Yeah. No, perfect. Just tens across the board. Also, Kyrie Shelton's grilling up a burger. He's your buddy now, remember?
Yeah.
RJ Allen.
We're high.
I don't know what he's doing. He's scraping barnacles off the bottom of the yacht. He's doing something. Pablo Alvarez, poems. He's reading poems in Spanish. Tony Taylor playing FIFA. He's a pro. And then, of course, all the Russian women on the boat. So that's you now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're updating your iPhone 6. S plus whatever he has.
Okay.
And it says that Mourinho and Chelsea have lost yet again after leading, right? Who did they lose to? I forget now.
They
there's
lost
so many of them.
They lost to
it wasn't Swansea, was it?
No, it was not Southampton.
Southampton.
3-1.
3-1. And Willian with a beautiful, beautiful free kick up front and just letting that match get away from them. If you read that, what do you do now? Mourinho just won you the league the previous year. Tons of media attention, not always for the right reasons, but you're a businessman. All you want is attention. That's what you have in front of you.
I would not fire the manager if he won me the league the year prior.
Okay, this is but how long do you give him, though? Because here's the thing. You can't take a year off. You can't get relegated. You're Chelsea.
Yeah, that's the difference between American sports.
That's it.
And European soccer in that, yeah, you don't have much time.
No.
To, you can't give them a second chance. If Chelsea gets relegated.
You're done.
That's the worst thing in the world. That's the worst.
Yeah.
I mean.
Just the money. Just the
money.
Amount of money you're going to lose.
You will lose such a definitive amount of lots and lots of money.
And now with financial fair play, which might go away, that's less money you're allowed to spend.
Yeah.
So the repercussions of getting relegated are long, long felt. Okay.
Yeah. Do you think Mourinho will not be able to save the season? They're not going to win.
All right. Here's how I feel about Mourinho. His demeanor is, I'd rather go nuts and get fired and get sacked than try really hard and potentially fail.
Meaning,
you get what I'm saying?
Meaning he's stubborn in his ways.
Yeah, he would rather go out on a string of like offending his players and calling people out and doing those things, which even though he might be right in those things, I feel like he was going to do all of those things so that Abramovich is left with no reason but to sack him so that he can go out on a high note and blame someone else, because he is not the type of guy. He can't admit fault. Mourinho's not that guy.
Sure.
And here's the thing. So I was talking to a Chelsea fan. I don't know how difficult it was. He kept growling and stuff because they're animals. Absolute animals. It was through a cage. You know, it was nice. I had to pay to see him in a zoo. But so I was talking to a Chelsea fan. And, you know, he says 10 more games. Think about that. You just won the league. And yeah. That's almost two-thirds of the season, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to give him a little respect. That's through, basically, right? That's almost through the winter. That's the winter transfer window. Give somebody else a chance to buy. Or do you think he goes out and buys a gang of players?
I'll say this. I don't have that much disdain for Mourinho. I like that sort of the character that he is. Okay. I don't think
you like or you respect.
I guess I will lean more towards respect.
Yeah, because liking is that's a tough. I would shoot into that.
He's not as much of a dick as like Bill Belichick is. Bill Belichick's like a
sure.
He's a dick,
but Bill Belichick is like the classic army leader type of character. Mourinho is like the dude whose dad owns the factory. You know, like,
well, he has
spends his summers hanging around pretending to work.
He has I like that he has some character and some passion.
He does add to the league.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So it's at the very least, it's entertaining. But I will say this. I think Chelsea, the squad, is not good. I mean,
they just won the league the year before.
But I think there is a real. It's like senioritis, you know, you win and
like a sophomore slump, if
yeah,
you will.
Or obviously, it's not
or like the hangover, the post championship hangover.
I think it's like, oh, we dominated, and how much, you know, they won the league with like six games left or something like that.
They ran away with it, yeah.
So
hard for me to admit,
yeah. So there's I think there's a certain arrogance that the players themselves, gained. After that victory, especially that early on, they felt very dominant.
Right.
And, you know, this at the beginning of this season, they had a target on their backs, and
they
did not realize the level of intensity that teams were going to go at them. Teams from the top to the bottom of the table were like, we do not like you.
Yeah, and they're going after them.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about Diego Costa. Dirty, dirty player, and for someone like that to be allowed to do what he wanted, you know, all last year. And, you know, he continued to do it this year, just got a five-match ban. You know, this is what happens, you know. Mm-hmm. I think I saw today it popped up that Arsenal and Chelsea were both fined because of everything that happened there. And, you know, look, I'm kind of old school and let him play. Here's the thing, you know, you scratch me, watch what I'm going to do to you, you know.
Yeah.
And I think the refs getting involved in that is silly. But, you know, you pretend to kick, so, you know, you pretend to get hurt in a kick and you get someone kicked out. That's worse to me than scratching someone. You know, we're all adults here. You know, you scratch me, you poke me, you punch me, I'll come back at you.
Yeah.
You get me booted out of the game, you're costing me money. Now
exactly.
Watch what I'm going to do to your car, you know. Like, I'm not a fan of that. But, you know, so dirty stuff like that, and sort of taking Mourinho into the game. That's like what he would do, you know. Like, and someone said that I think it's Johan Cruyff had a lot to say about it. Mourinho. He said that
I don't know who that is. Who's Johan Cruyff?
You know who he is. He's like the really famous total football Danish guy. He's like the one that tiki taka is like his thing.
Okay.
Famous old school. If you see his name spelled, you'll know who mm-hmm. I'm talking about. He said that it was Mourinho didn't have a great playing career, so he's never had 100,000 people cheer for him and root him on.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Him being the bad guy, giving him all the attention, now he's trying to take it away from his players. He said that, and he also said that if you look at his career, and after looking at it and thinking about it, Joyan is right. He has a two-year drop-off. Like it's a, like it's like a 2-year curse or like a I forget what the term he used was, but he wears people out after 2 years, and he did it at Real Madrid. He did it, and he did it at Chelsea the first time, and he's doing it at Chelsea again.
Jeez.
2 years, and you know him, you know, psychologically manipulating the players and forcing them to go back and forth, you know, a defense, and everyone's got to defend and just wearing them down. After 2 years, they break. And man, I thought about it, and I'm like, dude, he's 100% right. Now, he's saying it the same way Landon Donovan is saying Jurgen Klinsmann should be fired because he's trying to be a dick, you know? He doesn't really mean it, but he's right in this sense. Yeah. I don't agree with Landon, but I agree with this case. The guy's right, you know? 2 years, and it seems like his players are like, look, I'm done. You know, the first year we got it, second year we won, awesome. But now, I won already. I can't deal with this.
I feel bad for his wife. Jeez.
Could you imagine that?
It's been multiple sets of 2 years.
They keep getting divorced. he just keeps getting divorced and coming back.
She gives him another chance, you know?
And they're like, why do you keep getting divorced? Like, yeah, the first year's pretty good. You know, second year's tough, but, you know, we do a lot.
Isn't this Mourinho's fourth year with Chelsea right now? In this tenure right here?
No, I believe it's his third. I believe this is the third, so this is the two-year.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
I don't know. So... I find him to be like an intriguing guy. Especially since this is the first season I'm really focusing in on.
Right.
And you know, they are the reigning champions. It seems like too premature to talk about, you know, firing this guy.
Yeah. But you think it's premature?
It feels that way, but I'm speaking from the context of an American sports fan.
You know, people are saying that maybe Roberto Martinez should be fired. And why am I saying it like a British announcer? Martinez.
They shouldn't say that. They should stop saying that.
A lot of people have been calling for Arsene's head. I mean, he's the longest tenured manager in the league.
But what
do you think as a, you know, someone who potentially chose Arsenal?
If you, I guess the pressure to win is insanely high in the Premier League because the financial incentives are clearly there, right. As opposed to, like, you know, NFL, NBA, like the players get money, you know, and the team gets money for winning the championship, but we don't really know how much it is or.
We do know, but it's not a lot.
It's not a lot of money. Yeah,
it's like, you know, people say it's like a vacation.
That's the interesting thing about the Premier League. I was also like researching some of the different cups and trophies that they have throughout the year, and they were talking about like a lot
there's
of the
domestic cup, the league cup,
Capital One,
there's the FA Cup.
So I was reading because I was interested. I'm like, why are there so many tournaments? And all this stuff. Like, it just seems like there's just too much football.
That's the other thing. It's a lot.
It's a lot. So,
and they play through the winter.
Right. Yeah. And so I was reading about some of the tournaments, and it was like, you know, this tournament began in 1960, whatever.
Right.
And the prize to the winning team was, you know, £1.5 million. And some of the financial incentives for those tournaments are still insanely low. Like if you win the tournament, those tournaments being created, the things that weren't sort of taken into account at the time was how big TV was going to become.
Of course not. No, and now it's massive.
So just in reality, like just being in the league is you're going to get a ton of money. So
you have access to a lot of money. It's like when you're rich, you can make more money. That's kind of what it is.
Exactly. So the financial incentives for every, you know, position in the league is so clear. So it's really not about the prestige of winning. It's just there's a ton of money if you win. So I can see the frustration. The frustration is very like
palpable
within amongst the owners.
Oh yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
We gotta win because the first four go to the Champions League,
right? Which might be three.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Italy seems like they're doing too good of a job. They might take our coefficient away.
And then the next two, FA Cup, right?
No, FA Cup, anyone. Okay. The FA
who are the like 5 and 6? What do they get?
Fifth place gets Europa.
Europa League, okay.
Yeah, and the sixth doesn't get anything.
Okay. So it's very clear, depending on the team and the market and the brand, right, that they want to be in those at least the first four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, being the top four before Manchester City came in and, you know, just created like a live, you know, DraftKings team of theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
Much funnier before we actually recorded.
So this changes the.
But before that, there was the top four. It was Man U. It was Man U, Arsenal, Liverpool, and Chelsea, and those were the top four, and that was it. And they called them the Big Four, and they always finished fourth, one through four. You know, sometimes it was Arsenal, sometimes it wasn't.
Yeah.
But now it's all up in the air. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, West Brom looked like, you know, at the beginning of the season, like they were going to be in the top four. And, you know, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun to see, and I think it's bringing in a lot of talent from across the world.
Yeah.
You know, but now, you know, FIFA is trying to change the Players Association is trying to change the transfer window rules, which before the transfer window existed, you know, people didn't switch countries. You played in your country's league. You know, Neymar would still be in Brazil, and you know Alexis would be playing in Chile somewhere. Oh, could you imagine? you know, and that was it. And you know, you couldn't play against it. But now, so they might change that. So. You know, who knows? Who knows what it's going to look like in a few years? How crazy is all this?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, the point I was going to make about Mourinho, and there is clearly so much pressure from week to week on winning. And being high in the table. So it's unlike American sports, where you can like fall in love with a coach, and they can be sort of like the pillar of the team, and
yeah, like a Belichick if you're a fan,
or even you know some teams that don't win. A lot of teams go 4 or 5 years they don't win, but you know they like the coach, they starting to build something, and they get to stay there. In the Premier League, that is not an option.
Yeah,
you don't fall in love with a coach who is not getting your results.
No, and you know guys like Sir Alex Ferguson and Arsene Wenger. I mean that's where. They came in. Those were those guys who were there forever, you know. And you know, I'm a traditionalist in that sense, where I like to see those guys stay. And I'm like, let them figure it out, you know. Arsene Wenger got us in an undefeated season. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We lifted a gold cup. We're the only ones who's ever lifted a gold cup. You know, a gold Premier League cup. I think we'll be fine. And, you know, there's other guys like, no, he had that. You're living in the past. Move on. And it's one of those things where you can't be like, well, give him a year. You don't have it.
No, it's not,
and that's why they talk about, like, at what point do you let someone go, you know, and make that decision? Look at Sunderland. Sunderland is looking at bringing in Bradley.
Look at Liverpool. They got rid of Brendan Rodgers. They wanted to get rid of him in the middle of the Everton game.
Yeah.
They were very frustrated.
Yeah, very frustrated. I would be too. You know what's funny is he even said, judge me after 3 years. Well, they did.
Yeah.
Dude, they did. Dude.
They judged him swiftly.
Yeah, boy. You know, and all three of the teams we mentioned, American-owned, crazy enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, a lot of stuff going on there. A lot of stuff going on. It was super exciting. International break right now.
Yeah.
When it comes back, it's going to be awesome.
It is going to be. It's a Saturday, there's a big game, U.S.-Mexico.
Oh, huge.
For the CONCACAF Cup.
Jurgen's on the hot seat, baby.
Yeah, man. Do they
have hot seats in Europe? This is a very American thing. A hot seat. You know what? I think, you know, especially in England, they're a little too proper to talk about this.
Sure. I mean,
until it happens.
It's a hot seat, but it definitely has some sort of drizzle on it. It's always raining.
Yeah.
I don't know
what that means.
That was the best joke I could come up with.
Oof.
That's why.
Back to the drawing board. Well, you lost this round of Roast Masters.
Maybe a hot tea with terrible British food on it. I don't know. Maybe that's...
I can imagine. Yeah, hot. Yeah, there's just a burnt scone instead of a hot seat.
We saved it,
yeah,
guys.
But you must eat it. You must eat it. Hot seat, dude. He is... Boy, is he on it.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'm a Jurgen Klinsmann guy.
Me too.
Is there any particular reason why you're a big fan? Or
I like the passion he brings to about making the sport more important in the country.
Yeah,
he talks about from the ground up of how the U.S. men's national team is going to grow, and it's going to grow.
And how they train the youth, which is really big for me. I've talked about this on the podcast in the past. Having one system that everyone plays under, you know.
Yeah.
There's a reason why when you know, people load up, you know, 12-year-olds in Barca's, academy, mm-hmm. and they're playing like Messi. There's a reason why.
Exactly.
It's because they're all being taught the same thing.
Did you see that video of that little kid in Barca?
He's a beast.
He's a beast. It was humiliating.
I'm thinking about what buttons I would have to mash on a control to do what he's doing.
Yeah, I couldn't even.
I was actually, when I was driving here, because I still have the car from that road gig, when I was driving here, I was somewhere on the West Side Highway. There's like a little soccer pitch next to it.
Yeah, on 23rd.
There was some kid on it. I almost pulled over. If I wasn't a little late, I would have pulled over and said, who is this kid?
Yeah.
He's amazing. Defenders are running right at him because they don't know what to do. And he's like just snaking around him, but not like how like someone on a TV show who's pretending to be a good soccer player would do. Uh-huh. Like a pro. This kid was a pro, like last second, juking out of the way. It was amazing, dude. He was breaking ankles. It was amazing. That's kid, maybe 10 years old.
Yeah.
Beast.
So, we need to get him on the men's national team.
Let's, right there, just sell him. So Jurgen Klinsmann seems like he's made us into somewhat of a system. My big fear is he's opened up about promotion and relegation, which we talked about mm-hmm. in the last episode. He's opened up about that and pissed off a lot of MLS execs. In particular, he's pissed off Don Garber, who has a lot of swing at United States Soccer Federation. Mm-hmm. So if he gets let go, the next guy they bring in is going to be Garber-esque. He's going to have a little bit more control.
He's going to be a puppet.
Exactly. And I'm not one of the at the very least, he's going to be an apologist. And here's the thing. I'm not one of these guys that thinks Don Garber is evil in any way, shape, or form. Look, it's his job to protect the brand, if you will, the mm-hmm. MLS, the league, and he, his true feeling is that they need to remain the way we are right now to grow. We all know that in the background, it's because this is how they all make more money. They don't want to be relegated. We've talked about the financial responsibilities or the financial pitfalls of being relegated. So I get why they wouldn't, and this is our way to protect it. But having a guy at the head of your soccer, your men's national team, who is requesting and asking for more, is a good thing. And even if you disagree with him, having someone that's shaking up the system is a good thing. And it's not in any way, shape, or form. That doesn't count when it comes to Trump. But when it comes to Jurgen Klinsmann, having someone that's going to rattle the cage a little bit in a country where we've been a little too stodgy to grow the right way and do the rest of the world's model. Here's the thing. We can do the rest of the world's model better. Now, that doesn't mean we need to change. It means we can succeed better than they have in that model. And I think the closer we get to it, the better. Jurgen, as you said, is pushing us into that direction, both as a nation, as a federation, as a team, as a grouping of clubs, and as fans. He is requesting more of the fans. He's building a soccer nation.
Sure. I mean, 90,000 already tickets sold for the US-Mexico game. So,
but how many of them are going to be wearing red, white, and blue? 7,000.
Maybe 3 or 4, though.
3 or 4.
It's in Los Angeles.
Oh, God. That is a Mexico home game. I mean, all those areas were parts of Mexico anyway. Exactly. So we stole that whole area. So it only makes sense. Here's what I'll say. It's going to be a fun match.
Mm-hmm.
Landon Donovan came out and said if he loses, he should be fired.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree, but I do think if he loses, he's got a lot of questions to answer. And no bullshit. We got to know for sure what's going on.
I agree. Speaking of shaking things up, we will talk in the next segment about Sepp Blatter. Getting suspended.
Yeah, suspended.
Which is, I don't even know what's going on.
What is happening?
Getting suspended. And some Leo Messi tax troubles.
Yeah. There's a lot of gossip in world soccer right now.
Yeah.
It's like a soap opera, this sport, isn't it? Jesus.
It's beautiful. All right, so we'll see you one moment.
Hey folks, I'm Matt Doyle, MLSsoccer.com's armchair analyst. Even though there's not a ton of confidence right now, thanks to all the chopping and changing Klinsmann has done with the roster, with lineups, with formations, the fact is that hasn't mattered in the past against Mexico. He's had their number, and I think in a way he's in their heads. Is that enough to give you confidence going into really what's the biggest game of the year for the U.S. national team on October 10th in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl, and the U.S. play Mexico in the CONCACAF Cup.
Welcome back, everybody, for our third and final segment of The Cooligans.
Thank you for watching and thank you for listening. I don't know what you're watching. You're staring at your phone. I'm sorry I said that.
So it's been a pretty, tumultuous time for FIFA.
Yeah, as the FIFA turns, or the FIFAs of our lives, or young in the FIFA.
Yeah,
or FIFA and the Restless is probably better. Sepp and the Restless. God, what a, I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving, and I love every second of it. I can't get enough. Are you as entertained by this as I am?
I am. It seems like FIFA is such a group that is so corrupt that it's amazing that it works.
Yeah, it's like when you hear about like Haiti's government and all the shit that they were doing, you were like, how do they even, you know?
Yeah, because I mean,
how do people even live?
Like, you know, FIFA, the governing body of soccer across the world, which is quite an undertaking. That is a lot of work.
It, especially now where everything's on TV. You know, these are billionaires you're talking to.
So
every
you
day.
See,
it's a lot.
I mean, they're basically, you know, their own government to some
yeah.
degree, right? And we
hence
see
the governing body statement you and, made and 7 seconds
but,
ago.
But we see like the American government, right? And we know that that's a corrupt system, right?
Everything, sure.
But we see the results of their corruption
yeah.
in that you see funds not being allocated to
right.
places that need it.
Misappropriation.
You see poverty. You see things actually.
The drug war.
Yeah, you see there's visible you yeah. know problems. That have arisen
because of said corruption.
And that's the thing about FIFA is that there is clearly corruption, but I don't see how it affects everything else, you know, from a structural level.
Well, I'll say a couple words here. A Qatar World Cup.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a bad one.
There's a clear... And here's the thing. This is where... This is it. Like, you know, all the other corruption didn't matter. You know what I mean? Like... You took a little off the top or a lot off the top, but you had USA 94 and you had Mexico and Brazil and Barcelona. And no one cares. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because it's like still working.
Yeah.
Like, all right, you know, I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. Newark's government was corrupt. It's whatever. Oh, wait a minute. All of a sudden the cops, you know, we don't have enough cops and our firefighters aren't getting paid. And land deal, everything's falling apart. That's where we start to care about it. If you're going to take a little off the top, just make sure you're still doing your job. They have gotten, I don't know if the term egregious is right, but they have gotten flamboyant with their Qatar World Cup.
Yeah.
People have yelled about this. The Irish team, which just beat Germany, they're going to die. The entire the staff and the team are going to die.
It's
11
memorials. 11 gingers yes. just burning.
Just literally on fire. Even the non-redheads will be redheads. They will be on fire. They are going to die. Every British person that goes to Qatar is going to die. They're not built for that. And this isn't like
fellas, make sure you pack your suicide notes.
Yeah, or an entire like an outbreak suit. Just wear
yeah.
that because this isn't you being in a mall in Qatar. This is you being outside for 90 minutes. In the winter in Qatar, it's still unbearable.
Yeah.
You know, and this is where it's become obvious. Look, Russia 2018, fine. You know, like, honestly, like, I know that pisses some people off. What are you going to do? We play in the, you know, you could play in, they have stadiums, you're fine. This country didn't even have a soccer, they had nothing. They told you they were going to invent air conditioning. This is egregious at this point.
Yeah, the thing that's clear, the visible sign of the corruption, I guess, here with FIFA is that literally like 200 people have already died building these.
Not 200 more, way more than
is it
that.
More?
Yeah,
okay.
Oh my God, people, they're withholding their passports.
Yeah.
So they're slaves. I don't care if you're paying them a little bit. You could if you lock me to your basement, your radiator, but you give me a little money. That doesn't not make me captive.
That's right.
They're held captive and forced to work. Like,
but this
you know,
is this is that was in place before FIFA was involved.
Sure,
but it doesn't
as
make
a
it
governing
okay.
body,
it
if you know that
you should
look,
not
I mean,
participate
when they updated, you know, RFK for the World Cup. I don't know if I believe it was where the Redskins playing. They updated it. You know, they didn't put guns to the heads of Canadians to do that. You know what I mean? They went out and hired. Excuse me. Maybe those guys weren't paid enough. I don't know, but they weren't essentially indentured servants. This is clear. I don't know how you don't see these clear signs everywhere of extreme corruption.
Oh, nah,
and previously,
don't really notice it.
Oh wait, you know, it's like, oh, you know, like let's say you really like going to a storefront church. Yeah, your pastor. claims he doesn't make a lot of money, but he drives a Mercedes. But you know what? You go to church, you enjoy your time. It's not too bad. Blah, blah, blah. They start taking money from the old women so he can buy himself a second. Now you're like, hey, all right, now I'm upset. You know what I mean? That's, we've reached that point. You sure. know, it's in your face. It's blatant. And everyone should be getting banned, which apparently is happening.
Yeah. So,
well, not banned. I'm sorry. Suspended for 90 days.
Which I don't know what the purpose of the penalty is. I guess it's to maybe not allow them to cover up anything.
Yeah, it's going to, basically, they can't hide anything. They're not in control. So there's also criminal proceedings against two, if I'm not mistaken, Jerome Valk and Sepp Blatter. Maybe not Valk, I'm not sure. But Sepp Blatter for sure has criminal proceedings against them.
Yes.
Yeah, this investigation is now in hyperdrive.
Yeah.
Because they're, and I mean, again, it's not to say he couldn't have hidden, you know, some documents. It's not to say he wasn't tipped off about the ban. If things are working in FIFA's direction, you know, his suspension means he's not allowed to use that other laptop. Yeah. Like, he could still work. Like, if the suspension has anything the way FIFA does, he's still in his office. He's still hanging out. He's doing whatever. But if we get the way we want, he is not able to hide what's happening. He's not able to declassify documents. You know, he's not able to disrupt the investigation. And that means we will surely find out. I mean, and what sucks is it's taking so long that people almost are like, yeah, of course, no matter what comes out. But I'm so excited about this.
That's the thing. So there's been a lot of speculation about what he's done. But no, it doesn't seem like there's that hard evidence has not
no
been
smoking gun
revealed.
And here's the thing. He's obviously very good at doing things in other people's names so it doesn't come back to him. Mm-hmm. But, and I kind of feel bad for him. Because, you know, when you took that position, I think I don't have a lot of empathy for him, mm-hmm. but I think, you know, when you took that job, you thought to yourself, like, oh, all right, so here's some of the benefits, some of the fringe benefits. Like, you know, if you're a casting producer and you force, or not force, that's the wrong word. If you're a casting producer and you can ask people to give you to suck your dick for a job and they do it, you know, to some degree, like, that's terrible. We shouldn't be on. Those were two consenting adults, and the one person knew what they were getting out of the other one, and that's sort of one of the benefits of being someone that holds some type of power. Instead of sexual pleasures, this guy, maybe that's part of it, but this guy's looking for a little bit of money off the top. That was part of the job when he took it. Now, you can't let people know about it. You know it's wrong, but it's sort of the benefit. It's almost like working at a restaurant, being able to eat, you know, some of the meals as they're cooked, or if someone didn't want something, it's now yours because it's not coming out of the kitchen. It's like a fringe benefit, you know? But here's the thing. If you would have kept it simple, if you would have kept it small, you could keep your yacht. You can keep all the money.
How Who rich do you need to be?
Qatar World Cup? How did you think you were going to sneak that by? Yeah. The world. The world. This isn't the World Cup of lacrosse. People care about this sport. Yeah. World Cup of this is insane. Qatar. The only thing different, the only worst would have been like middle of the ocean World Cup. It's the only
thing Atlantis like, World Cup.
Yeah, I don't know if we have the capability to do that. We're doing it anyway. Got a big envelope. It's insane.
We're going to hire mermaids to build our arenas underground. Yeah, yeah.
We're all going to be wearing masks and tanks. And how about this? Four substitutions, you know, okay? Let's stop complaining. You can do four substitutions.
You know, it's interesting because I remember when I first heard that South Africa was getting the World Cup.
Right.
That was, I'm like, wow, that's odd. And this is like, you know, I wasn't a huge soccer fan at the time, but there's something, I saw that and I'm like, wow, South Africa.
Why was that weird to you?
It just seemed like not a big, it's usually
not
big
a
country.
Country.
Yeah,
right?
It's like, it's usually big. A metropolitan
Paris.
Yeah, big cities that usually, you know, big countries that hold, you know, that an event of that size, you know?
Right.
And when I saw the South African thing, I'm like, okay, cool. And this is me not understanding how how countries get the World Cup at all.
Right. It's a lot like trying to get the Olympics.
Yeah. But it seemed like a thing where, oh, they're trying to kind of expand the brand in certain parts of the world.
Which would make sense if you, I think the big frustration was that America was up for 2018 and 2022.
Yeah.
Right? It's 2022. Yeah, 2022 and 2018. And we lost both. And that's where a lot of our attention came in. But, South Africa didn't surprise me as much because I know they have the Pirates and the Kaiser Chiefs, and they're not football isn't the number one sport in their country, mm-hmm. but they have big fans. Like, Turkey is crazy about soccer.
Initially, because you said Pirates, and I'm like, are you thinking of Somalia?
Yeah. Well, they have Pirates. the Orlando Pirates, right? Or the Orlando Strikers. I forget what I'm talking about. But they have the Kaiser Chiefs. They have a lot of teams that are really popular. I get it, that makes sense. If we had Liberia World Cup, I'd be like, okay, that's not what I expected.
Yeah.
But, Qatar didn't even have a soccer league. I mean, and I know the U.S. didn't have a soccer league, but we had a soccer history. We had soccer fields. We had places to play it. Qatar didn't even have, there's not even like a recreational league.
So it almost seems like the revealing of all this corruption, the incentive behind it is really just the U.S.'s bitterness for not getting the World Cup.
But once the FBI is involved, no, it's not. And here's the problem. All of their transactions, all these illegal transactions, they did through U.S. banks because know U.S. didn't really pay attention to soccer as much. And we have, a lot of unregulation when it comes to banking. So they used American banking for a lot of it. That's where FIFA got involved. But how those documents and how that investigation got into the hands of FIFA is probably a very bitter Sunil Gulati.
I think we are going to find out once this investigation is over that it was actually FIFA responsible for the 2008 housing crisis.
Oh, really? You think so? They burst the bubble.
I think if we look at the acronym for FIFA, I think it stands for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Yeah, didn't work, but you were so close, dude. Oh God!
But
there's that one pin. The tenth pin is just wobbling, but it did not fall. Yeah, I was gonna say Sepp Blatter is the shooter on the grassy knoll. You think that's what it was?
We're gonna find out so much about so much of America's failings and conspiracies.
And, Platini, the guy who heads up UEFA, supposedly the one who was going to take over, and everyone, was like, he's a man of a high regard, and he's the one to take over this thing. Hey, they're all dirty. Get rid of all of them. And here's the thing. If you put me and Christian Polanco in charge of FIFA tomorrow, I would start requesting bribes immediately. I am not saying
look at all this money.
Look at why are you guys getting paid so much? Look at these players. Why? Because you're running and talented? I'm wearing a suit, okay? I deserve money.
Nothing would change.
No, and that's the thing. I would not. I don't want anyone sitting here thinking I am more pious than Sepp Blatter and Michael Platini, whatever his name is. I am not in any way, shape, or form. I would start doing backroom deals right away. It would be Upper West Side World Cup 2026. It would literally be all around me, so I wouldn't even have to move. I would start. Oh man, I would probably make myself a player on one of the teams. I'd be on Arsenal. I would. They'd have to get bigger shirts, obviously. I wouldn't start myself.
Very,
I'm not an idiot.
Very. Those shirts are pretty tight. They're gonna need.
Boy, are they form fitting. The ones with the little rubber on the inside. The guy was like, so it goes around your chest and your ab. You know what? Let's get a replica for you.
And the final legal issue, which we've been discussing a lot of legal issues.
Well, we're both lawyers, so it makes sense. It makes sense that we're legal counsel.
One of the greatest players to ever play the game, Leo Messi,
mm-hmm.
Lionel Messi.
Pulling
a Wesley Snipes. They are best friends.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Old Snipes and Messi just palling around. Messi will not stop talking about Blade. He loves it.
Messi is going to stand trial for allegedly defrauding Spain's tax office 4.1 million euros.
He could afford it. Just write the check.
I mean, I know that Spain's tax policy is pretty high. It's very strict.
Yeah, but they're very lax towards sports players.
Yeah.
So,
but not
I don't
not 4.1 million euros.
No, sometimes even more.
Lax. Really?
Yeah. They actually say something like if you make a certain dollar amount, like over a certain dollar amount, you actually don't have to pay taxes or something because they would be in the 50% bracket.
Yeah.
And I think they take that away. So, the league can attract more players. It's one of the reasons why everybody wants to play for Monaco. There's zero taxes. You literally get to keep all your money. And Monaco's paying a ton now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I...
So here's my question.
Yeah.
So Leo Messi is, if he is found guilty, he can spend the possible...
2 years in jail.
2 years in prison. How likely do you think it is that Spanish authorities will lock up their... I mean, prized possession. Yeah.
Well, if they're Real Madrid fans, that dude's going to jail. If the judge is a Real Madrid fan, oh boy, you are done.
You got to clear that up.
Yeah, I told you what I would do if I was, you know, I don't have a team. I'm starting to really get into Rayo Vallecano, mm-hmm. which is like, you know, the team that helped out the old lady and stuff. There's a lot of nice, heartwarming stories. I've kind of been a fan of Atletico Madrid in the past, mostly because they had Diego Forlan and he's Uruguayan. So, you know, and I love Simeone, but yeah, if I was there and I was, you know, a Rayo Vallecano fan, I'd say, yeah, you do have to go away for 2 years and play at Rayo Vallecano. That would be, that's your sentence. Sorry, Messi, you're now a player of Rayo Vallecano. And moments before I said this, I bought season tickets. So again, another reason why I shouldn't be in control of FIFA.
What a coincidence.
Wow. I should not be in charge of FIFA. I shouldn't be in charge of a pizza place. Never mind FIFA. But that's what I would do. I'd make him play for my favorite team. Screw him.
You know, whenever I see millionaires deal with tax issues,
yeah,
it's,
why does it happen so much?
I just don't understand why that happens. Money? So much. You have how much more? Obviously, you have to pay to live in whatever country you're in. Yeah. It costs a lot of money to build the roads to get you to your damn game.
Yeah, and okay. Here's the other thing. You know, that country's going through a really bad unemployment.
Yeah,
the ball's on you to not give a small chunk of your money to that country. And now, look, I don't like to take money out of people's pockets. $4.1 million is a lot of money. But for someone like Leo Messi, that's like a couple of Adidas commercials. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, he's not, that's not, you know, if you ask me for $4,000, I'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah, well, which way is the jail then? Okay. But if you ask him for $4.1 million, it's like asking me for 40 bucks. Look, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
And that means I can't get the sandwich I want for probably the next week. But I'll give you 40, but I'm not going to go to jail over 40 bucks. This guy might go to jail over essentially what is 40 bucks to him.
Yeah, which is it seems so. I mean, look, according to the story, his father and Leo are going to stand trial.
Right.
So
and he's been trying to pin it on his pops.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, what's going on with the Messi family?
Yeah. You know? You want to know who really did it? It's dad over there. It's a real prick. Also, says you smell. So
who do
I
you
suggest.
Have looking after your money? Yeah. Like, and also, and if his father really, you know, decide to not pay his taxes, then it's like, why are you not paying your son isn't anything you will ever need in your entire life.
Yeah.
You will have access to
dynasty money. You have dynasty money.
Exactly. So what could possess you to, especially to get into some battle with the Spanish government that terribly needs money?
Yeah, yeah.
You they think need money not gonna... so badly.
And here's the other thing. I bet you the Spaniards are like, hey, please don't do this trial. The trial's going to be worth more than, you know, just more than $4 million just to get back for. And you're not going to get the money back. You're not going to, because he's going to wiggle his way out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're millionaires. But a lot of these people hide their money. A lot of these people being players, not Spaniards. A lot of the players hide some type of payment through their parents. And let me tell you this. If my nephew got called up by Barca, yeah. Your uncle better be getting some type of consultancy fee, okay? All right?
Yeah.
Because uncle wants to hang out in Barca, okay? Yeah, I'm the one who's been pushing soccer. I deserve some of it. And I do think his dad deserves some money. The same thing happened with Neymar, which Barcelona did. You know, they gave the father some type of coaching fee,
mm-hmm.
you know, or something along those lines where he didn't deserve it. And it was like, yeah, you came over on a free transfer, but a lot of money went back and forth. Or not that he went on a free transfer, but you get what I'm saying. But mm-hmm. like, you know, oh, people were paid off.
Exactly.
And you know, look,
which
what,
that's how
whatever.
Business is done, yeah.
You know, I hate to be that guy, but, you know, look.
But you also run FIFA, and you're not going
to
change a
if
thing.
If I run FIFA, I'm just saying, you know, Leo, Leo Messi's got to go to NYCFC. That's what I got to, it's 2 years. You got to spend time in New York. It's great pizza. Get in there. Yeah, and if you don't like it, you know what? You got to stay for another 2 years. So I suggest you treat it nicely.
I mean, how, I do not wish Leo to end up in prison.
No, of course not. I mean, that would be
he will dominate the prison soccer league.
Yeah, that version of the longest yard will be the best. Ooh,
the screenplays.
Could you imagine? The screenplays. Just fan fiction coming out of a jail sentence.
So, you know, I do not hope he goes
that to... FIFA video game would be dope. If everyone's in the jail yard.
Prison rules.
Yeah, you're allowed to shank someone on your team.
It's like, red card? Yeah. No, ref. You got a red card. Yeah. You got a red shirt.
You got a red pants. You got red shoes now. Who wants to be the ref in that? Would anyone sign up to be the ref in that league?
Oh, God.
Just wardens shooting people. That's it.
So, you know, we'll stay on top of the story. I hope he does not go to prison. You know, it's going to be a sad, you know, reel of YouTube highlights to Sarah McLachlan music.
Spend all your time waiting.
So I don't want to see those.
No.
I don't want to see those. I want to see him scoring goals.
And for 75 cents, you too can help feed Leo Messi ramen from the commissary.
He doesn't have to drink that toilet wine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's making hooch. You think he's making a hooch in jail? He calls his dad. He's like, hey, I need a black plastic bag, a sock as a filter, some bread and water. I'm making my own moonshine.
Yeah, man.
Listen, fun episode.
Every week.
Give ourselves a nice pat on the back here.
we have to.
Yeah.
We earned that one.
I will say this. I want to thank some of the fans that came up to us at that FIFA
16
event. Oh, it was super cool.
Very fun.
The fact that you guys listen is one thing. The fact that you guys listen and enjoy it is another thing. And the fact that you guys tell other people to listen, or you talk to us about it and tell us what you like and what you don't, it's absolutely awesome. All across the board, honored to be entertaining you guys as fans of NYCFC. When Christian and I said we were going to do this, we didn't do this for our egos. You know, we did this so that we could have fun and talk about the team we like, and hopefully other people liked it. And it seems like you guys are liking it, and we're going to get another video out to you. We promise. We're going to do some stuff. Yeah, we should probably come up with some stuff for the last home game. Guys, you know, a great season so far. We're not out of the playoffs just yet. 0.8% chance
of a percent.
If Montreal and Orlando loses out, we're in. And we win out. We're in.
Yeah, that
so
is.
So it's still not 100% in our hands, but what we can do is simply win and hope. So 0.8% chance. Maybe by the time you hear this, those chances are done, or they're much better. So
yeah, anything's possible.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it. Going to soccercooligans.com. Follow us on Twitter at soccercooligans. All the social media, soccercooligans. And... yeah, watch those YouTube videos. Please do that. And share those things. Let people know about it. We're doing fun things. We have a lot of fun stuff planned. And even after the season's over, there's a lot of stuff coming up. MLS Cup playoffs coming around real soon. So it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, and if I could ask you guys to do one thing, please go to iTunes and hit us with 5 stars. The other thing you can do is make sure you subscribe. Both to YouTube, but also on iTunes. And do me a favor, grab your friend's phone, go to the iTunes on their phone, and subscribe to the podcast. Go to, grab your girl's phone, your boyfriend's phone, whoever. Grab their phones, hit subscribe on iTunes, hit 5 stars on iTunes. It helps us out tremendously. We would love to get a little bit further up the charts in the sports podcast, and any help you guys can give us would be absolutely awesome. Please make sure you give us 5 stars, maybe a nice review. Really, really helps. And hit subscribe on every computer and phone and every iTunes account you have. That would be really awesome and dope. Thank you so much for listening at Soccer Cooligans. I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And I'm Christian Polanco. You guys are the best.
The best.